We'll get an update on inflation this morning from the government's official price checkers.
Yeah, November's consumer price index figures come out just as the Federal Reserve is preparing for another boost in interest rates. Inflation was likely a little bit tamer than the month before, but overall prices are still climbing at a rapid rate.
NPR's Scott Horsley joins us this morning to talk about what we're going to see. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Rob.
Scott, we've all seen the drop in gasoline prices in recent weeks. Is that going to keep inflation in check?
It certainly helps. Unfortunately, some of the savings that people are enjoying at the gas station are being gobbled up at the grocery store, especially in the produce department. The wholesale price of vegetables jumped by a whopping 38% last month. That's largely due to an insect-borne virus in California that put a big dent in the lettuce crop. A produce distributor, Brian Garino, says a wholesale box of lettuce that typically sells for about $25 or $30 on the East Coast is now selling for as much as $100.
I've never seen it like this. I've seen it go $80, $85. I've never seen triple digits, though. It's just crazy. I mean, you can't put lettuce on a hoagie and expect not to put an upcharge on it when you're paying $100 for 24 heads of lettuce.
Some restaurants are substituting less expensive kale for pricey lettuce, although Garina told me who wants to eat kale compared to romaine. Lettuce prices should start to come down as more of Arizona's crop comes on the market, but in the meantime, you're going to have to shell out some extra green for the greens.
Is anything coming down in price besides gasoline?
Yes, we continue to see falling prices for things like used cars, which were a big driver of inflation last year. In fact, goods prices overall are not climbing nearly as fast as they were earlier this year. There's also some relief on the horizon when it comes to housing. This is going to take some time to show up in the official inflation numbers. But when you look at actual rental prices in the market, they're not climbing as fast as they were in the spring. Selma Hepp, who's with the housing data firm CoreLogic, says that's partly because rents are already so high. Some people have just been priced out of finding their own place.
People are now, as a result of high rents, doubling up again. So we're seeing an increase in number of people who are moving in with roommates.
Hepp says the slowdown is particularly noticeable in places where rents had been climbing the fastest, like Miami and Phoenix.
Scott, will the November numbers have any effect on the Federal Reserve as it tries to get these prices under control?
You know, the Fed still has a ways to go. Even though goods prices are starting to level off, and even though there are encouraging signs about housing prices, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell is worried that the price of services is still going up. And we spend a lot of money on services, everything from healthcare to haircuts. So Powell is concerned those price hikes are keeping overall inflation much too high.
My colleagues and I are acutely aware that high inflation is imposing significant hardship, straining budgets, and shrinking what paychecks will buy. This is especially painful for those least able to meet the higher costs of essentials like food, housing, and transportation.
So tomorrow, the Fed is expected to raise interest rates again. That's the seventh rate hike in 9 months. Fed officials have been very clear borrowing costs will likely go up and stay up longer if that's what it takes to tamp down demand and bring prices back under control. It's sort of the central bank's version of kale, maybe a little tough, but ultimately, it's supposed to be good for you.
It is. NPR's Scott Horsley. Thank you.
You're welcome.